Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to a Benched with Bubba Extra, a quickie, as they say in the business. And who else to have a first quickie with than my good friend, Mr. Chris Welsh? You can find him on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, the man, one of the men behind In This League. You can find him everywhere, The Athletic, Fantasy Pros, wherever he can do his bidding, he will ado. So my friend Chris Welsh, The Welsh, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, pretty much anybody that will take me, anybody that will have me, I will accept. I say yes to all. And to all a good night. What's up, buddy? I'm doing pretty good. Excited to talk about some prospects.
Yeah, no, this is great. I appreciate you being able to squeeze this in. It was like a last-minute thing. The news dropped today after another Bench with Bubba recording that Mason Miller is getting promoted to the bigs, Oakland A's big pitching prospect. So I texted you immediately. I said, hey, I need you. So what do you have on Mason Miller? Because I'll give my 2 cents after your expert advice on this.
So Mason Miller is fascinating on like a gajillion different ways. The first being, yes, he's at the majors, but he has less than 30 professional innings under his belt as far as like major league innings go. He came over to the AFL. That's where I got to actually see him. He pitched early in the AFL. I think they kind of, if I remember, they might have shut him down a little bit early. He was pretty good in the AFL, but the thing that got all of us jamming was he hit 102 in his first start. We were like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? Command, definitely spotty, but he had that fastball and he had this cutter. And those are his like big main pitches. In this interim time, I think between the AFL and the season start, he's kind of attempted to start developing a slider. And there's a semblance of a changeup in there. So much so, though, that his most recent start, this is kind of the one that everyone cares about because we have like StatCast data and we have like full-on data from it because he's only made 2 starts in the minors this year, was he was in AAA. He got 64 pitches in, and this is an absurd number, Bubba. He had 20 whiffs on 64 pitches, which is ended up being, and on 36 swings. So it was a 56% whiff rate on all swings. In that, 54 of those pitches were either a cutter or a fastball. 42 of them were fastball. So he threw 9 sliders, 1 changeup. So you don't want to call him like, he's not necessarily a two-pitch pitcher, but he's kind of a two-pitch pitcher. But his big deal is he's got an absolutely explosive fastball, an explosive, explosive fastball. We ended up seeing that thing hit 2,700 as far as spin numbers go in AAA, which is pretty crazy. His slider hit almost 3,000. It averaged around 2,500. So you've got three pitches, cutter, let's just call it cutter, slider, fastball, that have 2,500 plus average RPM. With a guy that averaged 100, he hit 102 in this start, and he can bring it down to as low as 84 on the slider. So he's almost got a 20-mile-an-hour variance. So he's explosive, and he's kind of been this big breakout guy this entire time. My problem, because, dude, Bubba, I'm not even joking you. I tweeted about this. I'm doing rates and barrels. I'm with Eno, and I'm with DVR, and DVR puts this debate together of Brandon Pfaadt, who's my guy with the Diamondbacks, versus Mason Miller. And me and Eno kind of go in on multiple things. Eno's like, I'm a little bit worried about the stuff, like the consistency of the stuff. My worry is, I just don't know. I know they just brought him up, but I don't know if they're going to bring him up to the majors already. I'm not even 13 minutes after we finished recording, 13 minutes after we finished recording, he gets called up. And I was like, I don't even know what to do. This happened last week with Taj Bradley. So all of this is to say he's very exciting. He's going to play some role of a starting pitcher. I cannot imagine he throws 100 innings this year. So I'm a little like tapered back. You might get some awesome starts, but are they going to push this dude who has not pushed all these innings before? I just can't see it. So I just don't know what this is. I don't know if this is like AJ Puck all over again. Is he going to start? They're going to move him into relief. I just don't know how this is going to go, but undeniably, the stuff is ginormous if he can continue to command it.
So yeah, we're on the same page because what I was looking at is, you know, Fangraphs baseball is all his stats pages. Basically, if you go back to even his college days, his most innings pitch was 96. Like, the dude has not been stretched out in quite some time. And that's my biggest concern, because people are going to put some crazy fab dollars out there this week. Jeffrey Springs goes down.
You know, we're going to talk Taj. What do you think Taj Bradley? What was Taj Bradley this weekend? Like 20%? I think I saw people going like 200. Yeah, right?
in some of my OCs, he was going anywhere from 20 to 30%. Yes.
Mason Miller is just going to get what the others didn't get out of it. That's how hard people are going to go. And like, I might be wrong here. I just think it's a mistake. Like, he's with the A's. The A's, they're embarrassing.
They're not going to win games. So he's not going to win games.
He's never going to have wins. I think it's going to be hard pressed that. Do you think they're going to let him go 80, 90 pitches? And is he going to be able to plow through innings? He's a big strikeout guy. You know what is a prime example of this, dude? You and I sitting here watching Lodolo pitch right now. Lodolo's a strikeout guy who pumps the zone. He has a bunch of pitches each at bat that he misses. He throws high. He has to get back. And he goes to 3-2 counts every damn time he goes up. So it's like, okay, if he blows everybody away, that might be awesome. But if he gets into a little bit of trouble, again, might be totally wrong, but Mason Miller going more than 5 and having a boatload, I just think like 20, 30% is just a little too much. There's other guys out there. I mean, Brandon Pfaadt probably, if you put both guys right now, Mason Miller who got called up and Brandon Pfaadt who hasn't got called up, I'll bet you Mason Miller goes for more right now. And I think that's wrong. I just think that's wrong. But, you know, he'll go out and he'll have 11 strikeouts in his first start. He'll be like Max Scherzer or something. He'll pitch 4 innings. He'll strike out 10. And everyone's going to lose their damn mind and just forget that also he's like an Oakland A.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
He's an Oakland. They can't get wins. And so far this year, they have 0 wins through all their starting pitchers. 0. They played 17 games.
Is that real? So, is that true?
Yeah. Rob Silver.
I mean, I believe I believe the stat.
Rob Silver tweeted it out because he gave a presentation at FPAS about, you know, it was common sense, just draft starting pitchers on good teams. Because, like, the Pirates had their starters had 22 wins last year, the lowest in all of baseball. The A's have 0 through 17 games. There's a great chance they don't reach 22 this season. Like, that is insane to think about. One last thing I wanted on Mason Miller, just to kind of put more context into our comment about innings pitched. A Cubs reporter tweeted out, in Mason's last start, the 5 innings, the 64 pitches,
yep,
both career highs.
They were, so yeah, and he didn't do that in the AFL, by the way. He was not able to get that in the AFL. They were really babying. But, like, listen, I don't want to be dismissive of it. He had a 42% CSW, so it was 27 called strikes and whiffs. It's absurd because it's just this giant fastball with this biting cutter, and then he can variant the cutter off with a slower slider, so it looks like it's a true breaking ball. If he does that, I think it was, I think Frank Stample told me that Lance Brozdowski said it a couple days ago, if there was someone that could be Spencer Strider, it's him. Yep. I just don't agree. Like, I don't want to be anti Mason Miller, because that's what it sounds like is happening here. But it's just like,
no, you're being realistic.
I guess I'm being realistic. It's like Spencer Strider in his situation is different than Mason Miller's. Mason Miller's stuff might be great, but there's not enough of a long-term track record that he has had in the minors. He is on the worst team in Major League Baseball, and he has 30 career innings pitched. I just don't know how all of that equates to going bonkers. Should you pick him up? Yes, I picked him up in a league. Should you spend some fab? Sure, you should take your risks and your shots. Should you spend 20 to 30% like Taj Bradley? I don't think so, because Taj Bradley has, I think, if I remember correctly, has hit 100 innings pitched. Yep. And there is a blatant spot there on the best team in baseball. We are literally sitting here as we're recording, and he is through 2 innings and he has 4 swing and misses already. He struck out 2 in the first inning. He looks as explosive as he did before. He's out dueling Nick Lodolo. He's 1 1/3 as we record this with 3 strikeouts. That's stupid.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Great American Small Park too. So that's all I wanted to talk about. Mason Miller, just like, good pitcher, but I want to bring someone else on that knows the context. Like, let's not break the bank, folks. Like, there's a long way to go here. You mentioned Brandon Pfaadt. We also know there's it's Tanner Bibby.
It's actually Bibby.
I always mispronounce it. I think Mike Bibby, Team Dime. Let's go.
It looks like a Bibby. I did Bibby forever until I was corrected that it's Bibby.
No, I'm just going to throw it out there. We'd probably rather save money for those two. Is there anybody else to maybe save money for? Because, you know, it's saving money is one thing, but you can spend money if it's spent properly, is the way I'm just trying to say it. Are these some of the other young pitchers to potentially save for? Because Taj Bradley's gone. That's a thing of the past now. And he's going to pitch for a while.
Yeah,
he's getting TJ. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guys you want to look at, like Brandon, I'm just beating this stupid dead drum here.
Get Brandon Pfaadt out of there. Trust me. Get him gone.
Yeah, Brandon Pfaadt's number one. Bibby is there, but I will point out, like, it's a little dangerous because Gavin Williams is pitching well. Logan Allen ended up in the first 2 starts, I believe, had like the top 7 highest stuff plus on Enosaurus's list, a stuff plus on Fangraphs. Also, he's a lefty, Logan Allen is. So, like, Bibby's no guarantee, but I think he's the next guy. The other two to look for, Kyle Harrison has had a horrid start to the year. He went two starts, he couldn't get through 3 innings, but his stuff was still good. The last start against Brandon Pfaadt, he went like 5, gave up 1 hit, but he had a 12% whiff rate, and it was really bad. So he's still trying to find himself, but he's someone you should look at. And don't forget Ricky Tiedemann. Ricky Tiedemann came back finally. He pitched the other day in Double-A. I actually watched that whole start. He looked phenomenal. They had him on a pitch count. He went 3 innings, struck out 9. So you can do the math there. Everybody. He was striking out. He gave up a few hits in there. He's still getting himself kind of locked back in. But Ricky Tiedemann is a guy that there's a spot in the near future. So that would be the thing where it's like, I don't want to spend 30% of my fab on Mason Miller if I'm going to get into the trenches and try to get the Bibbies or the Ricky Tiedemann. Like, Ricky Tiedemann would be the best of everybody if they all came up today. If we got them up, we had Bibby and we had Pfaadt and we had Kyle Harrison and Ricky Tiedemann, you would blow that fab on Ricky Tiedemann if he was going to pitch the rest of the year. And the way I keep undercutting all these teams and keep not thinking that they won't be aggressive, and they keep doing it. So I'm going to stop and just assume, you know what? Ricky Tiedemann might be up by no tomorrow. Later than June at this point. He might be up tomorrow. You know what? He might, before this podcast is posted, he might be called up.
Well, all right, my friend. I appreciate you joining me. I wanted to just get a quick thought, your quick thoughts on this before we take off. Plug away all your great work. I was being, you know, facetious early on, but you are kicking butt everywhere. So
I'm just follow me on Twitter. Is it the Welsh? I in this league pod and Prospect One are my homegrown things, but I'm on a lot of other stuff, Fantasy Pros and Athletic and CBS. But the best way to keep track of all the things, is it the Welsh on Twitter? You can follow along and you will see me tweet about all of them.
All right, make sure you follow him if you're not for some weird reason and you're following me. And more importantly, check out his great work. Even that guy Bogman he's with, he's pretty cool too.
He's all right.
Check out all that stuff. But thanks for joining me, my friend. We'll chat again sometime.
Love you, my friend. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bench with Bubba, extra edition with the Chris, the one, the only Chris Welsh. Catch y'all later.
For a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season, test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.